time is here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack when the Reaper's drawing near. We're the ones, when you're done, Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLACRRMMDRAHAFAIRNSAFBIFOXMSNBC. We don't speak for any of them, there, guys.
Had a guy at a meeting Saturday say if anybody was interested in Nicotine Anonymous to speak with him. So,
NA? What do they do about that? I mean, you can't use NA.
They do.
Well, they must.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, how about that? Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with...
Shelly. Shelly.
And Mark.
Shelly got a wee bit of laryngitis right now. She's been kind of down for the count.
This is actually my voice is pretty good compared to what it was last week.
Oh, yeah. No, last week it wasn't going to happen at all. So, Mark, you were just talking about you went to a lunch.
It's Happy Father's Day, by the way. It won't be Father's
Happy
Day
Father's
when this goes
Day,
up.
Happy Father's Day, like a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Recorded.
So you went.
Yeah, so it went down to my daughter's house down in Mission Viejo for lunch. My son-in-law grilled 9 pounds of marinated meat.
9 pounds. How many people?
Eight.
Eight. Any children?
A two-year-old.
Is that one of the eight?
It's one of the eight.
Anybody else isn't going to eat a pound?
My 84-year-old mother.
Well, so there's two extra pounds available to everybody
and his,
else.
His 71-year-old father.
Yeah, you never know, though. 71 might still pack it away.
And Debbie.
Debbie probably not going to pack away a pound of meat.
No. Yeah, there were leftovers, and we did our best.
I'm sure you did. You gave it a run for its money.
Sean and I gave it the old college try. So
we went to lunch to a place called Pinnacle Pete's. They do all the steaks on mesquite wood.
Great place.
My mother and my daughter said, "Are we doing anything for Father's Day?" I said, "I don't know. I'm the wrong person to talk to about that.
I'm the father. I'm coming. I'm along for the ride.
I'm going wherever we go." So we pick a place. We go.
I asked him what place he wanted to go. Like, where was it? Like, if it, you know, he gets to pick, and that's what he picked.
But we go to pay the bill, and I had assumed my mother had asked me to go to this. So in the scheme of things, I ended up paying the bill, we ended up paying the bill, but. You know, what's mine is hers and hers is mine. So we ended up paying the bill.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
My ex told me what was mine was hers and what was hers was hers.
Oh.
That's why she's my ex.
Well, there you go. So anyway, we somebody kicked in for the tip, so that was good. For part of the tip.
Mom kicked in for... No, she paid the tip.
Oh,
she paid the whole tip.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, that was good. Sweet.
Dude.
So you said you had something for banter.
Yeah, quite the day today from a thermostat point of view, isn't it?
Summer has arrived.
I'm driving back, and I come back through the freeways and through the canyon, and I'm coming through the town of Chino, and my car registers at 115 degrees.
And it's supposed to be 3 to 5 degrees warmer tomorrow.
No, more than that, because the high here was 102. The high here tomorrow is supposed to be 110.
The high here today was 109.
Yeah, I think it was.
Pomona, it's not that far away.
I think it was higher. Yeah.
It was 100 at 11:30 this morning.
Well, Shelly and I are supposed to be going to Tombstone, Arizona in a couple of weeks. 3 weeks.
Thank you.
I'm thinking it might be a little warm. But you know what I'm going to find?
It's a dry heat.
You know what I'm going to find into? Yeah. Let me tell you something. It's not that dry when sweat is pouring down you. It feels wet because you generate your own moisture.
Yeah.
When I was a kid in Arizona, you'd go to walk across a parking lot, and literally you could feel the rubber on the bottom of your shoes melting into the blacktop. And so when you'd walk, it'd go...
Yep.
It was really
eerie.
Bizarre.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to find a meeting.
In Tombstone?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Well, if we end up being able to go.
We'll be able to go. My mom's having surgery. So she's seen if she could switch it, because her surgery is the day after we're supposed to leave.
Welcome to the Wednesday night Boot Hill meeting of...
Whatever, you know there's a meeting.
It's the number two tourist destination in all of Arizona, besides what this guy said is besides that big ditch up in the north. You know, besides the Grand Canyon, this is the number one tourist destination, so... I think there's enough people around there where they can be a meeting. That's what I think.
If not, you could start one.
Tourist meeting.
Yeah.
So, Shelly, how was your day?
Kind of tiring.
Yeah?
Yeah, today was like the first day of like full activity for me in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, she's mostly been at the computer or in bed.
Mostly in bed. I was supposed to rest because I thought I had the plague at first, but then all the tests came back. Because honestly, I thought I had had bronchitis as a kid.
I don't think
this was 10 times worse than anything I can ever remember having ever. I mean, I had no voice. I was running a fever. I had chills all the time. I was nauseous. I mean, the whole thing, and coughing constantly.
And shocking, they said you weren't contagious.
Well, no, I'm not now. So I go to the doctor. They run some tests because he's thinking strep. And originally he said because...
Strep would be contagious.
It was quite wheezy in my lungs. He said, I'm thinking you might be bordering on pneumonia. We're going to do some tests. Then he gave me some pills and sent me home and told me to rest for a week. And then my test results come back. He said, yeah, you got to rest for another week because it was acute bronchitis. And the laryngitis was secondary to that.
Oh.
I've never had anything like this before. I mean, I felt like I was dying. I mean,
I got bronchitis when I was a kid every year. I had like chronic bronchitis. And I was telling Shelly, I'm like, I used to cough up like lung cookies. And I remember clearly when I was about 16, I said, you know, because, you know, they give you these things. It's either an expectorant or a suppressant. You know, and the expectorant is that we want to get that green out of your lungs. So yeah. I discovered that Thai stick was a pretty good expectorant.
Always.
And if you have bronchitis and you start smoking Thai stick, yeah. You cough a wee bit. A wee bit. Now, is there anything to talk about this week? Favorites?
Well, I'm not dead.
Favorite diseases?
That's my favorite.
Favorite diseases to have?
Necrotizing fasciitis.
Only Shelly would know what that even is. I know what it is only because Shelly has told me.
It's the flesh-eating disease, right?
Yeah.
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 So apparently that's a big one everyone wants. Is that it?
Well, it depends on what the dogs do this summer. We could also wind up with a house full of Yersinia pestis. It's a plague flea.
Oh, perfect. So, anything to talk about, like a fave? Or something we hate, or...
I thought we were talking about the heat.
Well, the topic of the show is summertime blues, maybe. So...
Yeah, but... I don't know, what do we want to cover?
Huh?
What do we want to cover for favorite...
That's what I'm saying. What this
week?
Did
we do favorite food yet?
I don't think so.
Last meal prior to execution?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
There you go. Okay, Shelly?
Well, I don't know. I have to think about it first.
Well, no, I don't have to think very long.
Okay, well, go ahead. You start then.
Okay. First of all, I'm going to have honchi.
Honchi.
That is a sushi that's got salmon, and then they flame it a little bit, and then they put this Parmesan cheese sauce on it, and they flame it again, which I know cheese and fish doesn't sound good together. This is the bomb. I'm going to have that along with maybe a flat iron, but probably a filet. I'm going to have a filet with that. I'm going to have asparagus with hollandaise sauce. I'm going to have...
That's really bad for your arteries, you know.
Yeah, well, I don't give a shit because I'll be... this is before execution, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care. I think that I got to have some kind of... It's got to be like some kind of cheesy bread, hot cheesy bread that I can, you know, butter up, slather up with real butter and all that. And, you know, it's funny because for dessert, well, I really, 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 really like peach pie. That's like one of my favorite things of all time. I don't know. I might go with the cheesecake. There's a lot of really good cheesecakes out there. So I might have a cheesecake for dessert. I'm going to have a Diet Pepsi to drink. And since it's my last meal, I'm going to have a Diet Pepsi. I'm going to have a milk and maybe apple juice because I really like all those things too. And then I'm going to go make myself sick, and I'm going to come back in for the breakfast foods. I'm going to have Belgian waffles. And
this is the meal that never ends.
I have Belgian waffles. I'm going to have me one of those omelets that you get made from the guy at the buffet where I literally put everything in it. You tip him $1. Put shrimp, cheese, onions, asparagus, ham, like everything. It's gonna be a little bit of everything.
You're not allowed to do that thing where you like pick something that is so rare that you can only get it like once a year, right?
Well,
so
I gotta have truffles on the omelet, of course. Well, you know what the thing is though? Here's the other thing. What I'm not having, Menchie's. We went to Menchie's yogurt. You ever been there?
Yes, once.
Okay, well, here's the problem.
Twice, the first and last time.
I went... No, I could see where I could really like it. Oh. But I went in and I got the chocolate yogurt, and then I put dark chocolate chips on it, and then I put milk chocolate chips on it. Then I found they had Hershey's chocolate chips, or Hershey's Kisses. I put that in it. I put some other chocolate chunk thing in it, and then I put hot fudge on it.
A little chocolate overload?
Oh, my God. And I love me some chocolate. I couldn't even. What I needed to do is get, like, the vanilla mixed with strawberry cheesecake or something. And then they had some cheesecake crumbles and then some fresh strawberries. That would have been smarter.
Or to put all your chocolate stuff on vanilla yogurt would be good, too. Because
that probably would have been a smarter idea because it was – I mean, I was pulling Chocoholic, which is a flavor they have in Bressler's 33 flavors in Oregon. So, Shelly?
What?
You've had time to think now.
Well, I thought Mark was going to go next.
Well, I didn't think we had laid that out,
know.
But okay.
I don't know. Well, I don't know if it's my last meal ever. First of all, I have to have bread and jam.
Bread and jam?
White bread with jam. And...
Well, you're going to be a cheap last meal for the state.
And I want...
Like, go get a loaf of Wonder Bread.
Cheddar cheese curds. And...
No, those aged, that aged ancient cheddar stuff.
No, I want cheddar cheese curds. Yeah. And probably some sort of eggy thing. Oh, yeah. Sunny side up eggs with hash browns. And a half gallon of mint chocolate chip ice cream.
That's your favorite foods for your...
Some of them.
That's it. Because a week later, you're eating worms.
Well, actually, I'd probably have albacore with the crunch onion on it.
Do you guys remember Frank Gorshin?
Yep. The Riddler.
The guy played the Riddler. And he was on, I don't know what show it was.
Oh, Eggplant Parmesan.
But he was on some comedy show. It might have been Carol Burnett or something. And they come and they say, you know, your time's up, Lefty. You know, what do you want for your last meal? So he sits there for a second. He goes, you guys have to give me this, right? And they're like, yeah. He goes, so you have to go get all this stuff and make it for me before you can kill me, right? And they're like, right. And he goes, first I'd like to start off with an appetizer of 5,000 Australian hummingbird tongues. And he just goes and he's listing like these completely outrageous. He's like, I'd like a dodo egg.
Yeah. I'd just shoot him right there.
Yeah. So, Mark.
Yeah.
I'm still shocked at Shelley's. She gonna have eggs, hash browns.
I think when I'm sitting there contemplating my last meal, I'm gonna be a little bit worried about what's gonna happen after.
Well, you got no control over that.
And you know what? And you know what the great thing is? You're not contemplating that now. You can come up with anything you want.
Well, and plus, I know that if I eat the whole half gallon of mint chip ice cream, I'm gonna have the most incredible diarrhea.
Right on the table.
On the table, and I won't have to worry about it.
And it'll be green. So how about you, Mark?
I think we're doing, we're opening with a combination of steam clams and steam mussels. And then we're doing Alaskan king crab legs with seafood pasta.
Yeah, I forgot about that. And I forgot about lobster tail, too.
With a little seafood pasta on the side.
Yeah.
And we'll finish that off with a nice bananas Foster for dessert. And then,
because you won't care about the.
I won't care whether the coffee's caffeinated or decaffeinated, right?
Well, I'm like, you're gonna not have to worry about, you know,
yeah,
taking a newcomer chip if you eat bananas Foster, right? Because you'll be.
I
dead.
Don't worry about that now.
No, there you go. We had a friend that was out in Vegas with another one of our friends, and he's like, "Yeah, you're just chowing down the tiramisu." I'm like, "Does it have espresso in it?" And he goes, "No, it's got a coffee liqueur in it." I'm like, "Oh, that's perfect.
Fine.
Perfect." So
that's it.
That's it.
Favorite meal, yep. That's fine.
What are you drinking? Last meal, are you going to go with what you really want to go with, which is like some like super expensive wine because
no.
You know you're dying in a minute?
No, because I'm going out clean and sober.
So then... What are you gonna drink? The coffee?
Probably a diet Pepsi.
Oh, and you know what? I might have to throw a latte in there because I want to be wide awake when the voltage goes into me.
That's what I said. Does it matter whether it's regular or decaf?
That's right.
Recovery 101 Radio.
Recovery should be celebrated. At my12stepstore.com, celebrate your life with the most unique gifts for all 12-step programs. My12stepstore.com carries a wide range of inspirational and program books, t-shirts, chips, medallions, 12-step jewelry, and so much more. For you or someone you love, visit my12stepstore in West Hollywood or shop online at my12stepstore.com. We ship to the world. My12stepstore.com, where love meets service.
So,
yep.
That means that it's time for the boozy news. Oh, I'm doing it.
Yes,
you
are.
And the news not fit for booze. Wow.
I was wondering how that was going to go.
It's nice. That was on point, right? That was on point right there. Into the news we go. We have shout-outs. To Jane, Dakota, Joey, Bill, James, Randy, Dan, Georgette, Stryker, Alexandra, Jack, Fran, Michael, Scully, Lee, Scott, Donald, Elizabeth, Natalie, Sally, Damon, Neil, and John. And there was two more new followers that I forgot to grab their names. So
you didn't give Howard a shout-out, and he sent in comments.
Yeah, I will give a shout-out to Howard. I'm not exactly sure what happened there. I haven't completely listened through the whole show, but I'm going to listen to it again. But Howard's one of our longtime listeners. Who was not happy with the last show, specifically with you.
Shocking.
No, actually, it was a couple shows ago.
A few shows ago now. What was the term he used? Fuck, jerk, bitch, or something.
No.
I can't remember. It was like, he was not happy. Bill sent this in. Zika.
Yes.
The Zika virus.
Is that a drink? Zima.
Yeah. Scientists find that it can be transmitted by oral sex.
Yeah. I didn't realize
it was a sexually transmitted disease.
Yeah, it is. It can be. Mosquitoes and sex, basically.
Perhaps.
Sex and insects?
Yeah.
Perhaps even by kissing. A letter to the New England Journal of Medicine brought that up. If it was just one event, it would seem like it was not like a big deal. And there was only one known instance of it prior to the beginning of the year. However, And that was a case from 2000, from a long time ago. But now they believe it's that sex is an important driver now of the amount of Zika going around. So try your best not to blow anybody with Zika.
I'll do my best.
Yeah, work on that. All right. It says casual kiss. It is a quote. If casual kissing has got to be safe, because if it weren't, don't you think we'd see a lot more Zika? Every woman who kissed her baby would pass it on. To be sure, we'd have to look for deep kissing in the absence of sexual contact, and that's hard to find. Deep kissing is hard to find?
Well, without sexual contact.
Oh.
That usually moves to the next step.
You know what? Yeah, that's probably true.
You're rounding a base there.
Now, Bill says leg crossing time.
Already there.
This Russian guy was detained after he used an axe to remove his friend's penis.
Ouch, why?
Did he have permission?
Not exactly.
Okay.
They were arguing. Permission. They were drunk and arguing about the size of their manhood.
Oh, so he just wanted to win the argument.
So
that's what we're saying here.
Well, yeah, you become the automatic winner after that. During the drinking session in the Urals region of Bashkortostan. Don't drink in Bashkortostan.
At least with a guy with an axe.
52-year-old guy grabbed the axe and first struck his 47-year-old friend on the head. Not that head,
which
on
head?
The
yeah.
actual head. On the actual
the
brain.
Cranium.
Brain containing head.
We're
before
still not getting
any
further
off,
with that.
Before he chopped off his friend's penis. There's a quote from a police spokesman who said, over 2 days, the men were binge drinking, which led to the violent argument. When words were exhausted, the attacker pulled out an axe and first struck the opponent on the head, then cut off his manhood. Neighbors called emergency services when they heard the screaming. Apparently, they were screaming before, but it was yelling like an argument. When the one guy was screaming, he was screaming in a
when it went up a few octaves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Instantly.
Reports said it was the man judged to have the smaller genitalia who wielded the axe.
Well, yeah.
Not anymore,
so the
he's
guy
not.
Said, the guy probably said, my dick's bigger than yours. He whipped it out. It was. And the guy said, I'll fix that right now.
Well, that's what I said. He wanted to win the argument.
The ultimate case of penis envy?
Yeah.
They have known themselves since childhood. They've been childhood
they've
friends.
They've known themselves.
And now they've known each other. Because now they're 50, like 52 and 49. He
guy
was
owes
charged,
him a drink.
He was charged with inflicting a grave injury.
That's a grave injury.
In 8 years.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a little bit longer one, but we'll zip through it quickly. This is from me. What would various adult actresses do if they weren't in porn?
Not have as much sex.
Actually, several of them said they would have just as much sex, but they wouldn't be getting paid for it. Lauren Phillips. Now, I got to be honest with you. Most of these people, I don't know who they are. I mean, seriously. I've seen lots of porn, believe me. Lauren Phillips said, I would probably still be a nanny.
Oh.
She was a nanny?
Yeah, and she's like a big anal porn star. Lily Ivy. Before I was in porn, I was a camp counselor.
Lily.
Yikes.
You should see the faces Shelly's making of these. Annabelle Peaks, which I'm assuming she must have ample breasts.
I'm betting that's not her real name.
I would definitely be a CPA. Veruca James, I would be bored out of my mind as a CFO for a hedge fund company.
Veruca's hot.
Veruca, why
her?
Would you? Why yeah. would? Why? Why?
Veruca's hot.
Yeah, but why would you immediately pick that you'd be a chief financial officer for a hedge fund company?
Maybe that's what she was going to do. But what I want to know is why is her name Veruca?
It's from Willy Wonka.
Yeah, it's a
she
joke.
Should, she'd be the perfect.
It's a joke because a veruca is a wart.
Ooh. Ooh. Really?
Yes, veruca salt in the. Put salt on it and make it shrivel up. It's.
Wow.
It's a joke from the book.
Well, I'm sure she's had a lot of jokes with willies.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Annie Aurora. I would like to do some social stuff, like helping the homeless. How does a porn star help the homeless? I'll just leave you with that thought. But there are going to be some happy homeless guys around where she's at.
So he couldn't leave us with that thought is basically...
Missy Martinez. I would definitely be a professional housewife to a 90-year-old dude.
A professional housewife?
Anna Nicole syndrome.
Yes.
Whoa, 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 whoa. You can be a professional housewife? Why did I not know this?
Ella Darling. Without question, I would be a librarian.
Oh, I like her.
She does lesbian porn.
I really like her.
Yeah, I really like her now. Lily Lane would be a bartender. I didn't put in all the people that would be bartenders.
Yeah.
There was like 7 or 8 of them that would be bartenders. Dahlia Starr, I'd probably still be having a lot of sex. Nothing else, nothing about money, anything. That's what she would do. Leah Gotti, I'd be doing stem cell research for a cure for cancer.
She's cute too.
Jezebel.
Yep.
I would almost certainly be a mortician.
She has that look.
Riley Reed, I'd be a sex education professor. I am an expert in the field.
Apparently.
Charlotte Cross, med school. Franziska, I would be a news reporter. Dava Foxy, I would be an ESPN commentator because those guys are hot.
Perfect.
Amber Ivy, I'd be working in the laboratory. I majored in medical technologies. So here's the girl who majored in medical technologies who's out blowing guys on camera for a living. We're almost there. Cassandra Rain, I would live in Colorado and grow weed.
Well.
Daisy Monroe, I'd be a wedding planner.
Perfect.
Arabella Raphael, a marriage and family therapist. Kimberly Kane, building and selling modern prefab housing. And Alana Evans would be a 911 dispatcher. So there you go. Think of all the people now that you know that do these things, camp counselors and things, and how many of these people are destined for porn?
Well, Shelly was a librarian. You guys could swap roles.
Well, actually, I was a library tech.
Okay, well. If you want to get technical about it.
She did more than the librarian did. She knew more than the librarian did.
Yep.
Bill sent this in. Bill was on fire. Woman charged after she sold a freezer at a yard sale.
Who was in it?
After a body was found in the freezer.
I knew it.
Shocking.
North Carolina. They were looking for a woman after authorities say her mother's body was found in a freezer she sold at her yard sale. Marcella Jean Lee of Goldsboro is being sought. Her mother disappeared and hadn't been seen in months.
She was in the freezer.
The neighbor bought the freezer for $30. It was taped shut. Lee apparently told the neighbor that the church members would come by to pick up items in the freezer.
But she was hoping the pastor would come bury her mother?
No, I'm thinking that she was just using it. Because she left. She disappeared. Completely disappeared. Told her the items inside the freezer were for a Sunday school project.
What, was that the Lazarus project? All the kids are going to try to raise her from the dead?
Weeks after the purchase, no one had come for the items. So the neighbor opened the freezer, discovered the mother's remains. Yeah. She moved out of state. No one knows where she went.
Creepy.
Yeah, that is creepy. Okay. From Fran.
Hi, Fran.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. McDonald's Japan is giving away a golden chicken McNugget.
Why?
Oh, it's an 18-karat gold chicken nugget. It is 50-gram nugget.
Why?
They're trying to spark a gold rush because what's going to happen is it's going to come in one of the things of chicken nuggets.
No. Won't the box feel a little heavier?
Yeah, you would think. It's not going to. What's going to happen is the employees are going to be moving the inventory. One of them is going to say, wow, this one's heavier, and remove the golden nugget. No one's going to see that golden nugget.
It's part of a social media contest featuring a bizarre new character as well. The character is Kato Nuggets.
Nugget Man.
He's the Phantom Thief Nuggets. Anyway, apparently it's working. It's blowing up. Only one winner will get their hands on the 50-gram nugget. But 21 people will win a 5-piece pack of nuggets for 39 days. So for 39 days, you get a 5-piece pack of nuggets. That's a lot of nuggets. I don't think I could eat that many nuggets.
It's not even food.
And it's not even clear how the winners will be selected. But originally, earlier in the article, it said they were going to. It's going to be in a pack of nuggets. So to get you to buy tons of nuggets.
I would think whichever executive's in charge of the contest will have it with him at one time, and it will just be put into a box of nuggets right at the end.
Probably, yes. Bill, again.
They should bread it. That would be cool.
K Jewelers, did you guys hear about this?
And then somebody break their tooth biting
tooth.
Yeah,
sue you.
Did you guys hear about K Jewelers?
What about K Jewelers?
What?
They've been accused of diamond swapping when people take their stuff in to be repaired.
Uh-oh.
Having their nice diamonds swapped out for diamonds not so nice.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, there was another one of the jewelers that was accused of that not
too long ago. Well, Signet Jewelers are the owners of K Jewelers, Zales, and Jared. And apparently they are all under scrutiny right now. Of course, they're denying everything. The quote is, "We strongly object to recent allegations on social media republished and grossly amplified. Here's what I like. We feel that this has been grossly amplified. You know what that means?
That means we did it, but it wasn't as bad as they're making it
sound.
Right,
exactly.
Like,
yes. I'm like, yep. Grossly amplified means, yes, we do it.
Yeah.
Ah, that's really strange. But that our team systematically mishandled customers' jewelry. They say if there's any impropriety or misconduct, we fire those people immediately. Of course, they get to keep all the jewelry, apparently. Oh, this is kind of cool. I remember this. Eagle Point, Oregon. I have no idea where that is, even though I lived in Oregon for a long time. This happened a week or so ago. An Oregon man was trying to steal a bicycle, and he got run down by a horse-riding vigilante. Kobe 5, which is, I don't know where that channel is. A woman saw a man riding away on her bicycle, and she screamed, and suddenly a guy mounted his horse and took off after the guy and lassoed him and yanked him off the bike.
Ride him cowboy.
Yeah. Several other bystanders joined in the pursuit, but the horseback hero, of course, was right there first, and he kept the suspect in the lasso until the sheriffs arrived.
And then he left?
I think he rode off into the sunset.
And the victim said, I didn't even get a chance to thank him.
Yeah. And it just, you know, suspect book on theft. Let's see. Okay, we're going to go with this one as the final one. This is from Bill as well. Under the heading of, I'm glad it wasn't Yvette Delgado of 27 Tears Records. Police arrest 5 men accused of stealing $4,700 worth of Red Bull. Yeah. Now, if anyone was going to steal Red Bull, Yvette Delgado would be a prime suspect.
Where was this?
In Northern California.
Oh.
San Jose Television reported Vacaville. They nabbed the 4 adults and 1 juvenile as they wheeled a cart full of cans out of a grocery store. $4,700 worth. They tried to wheel it right out the door of a grocery store.
Wow.
That doesn't sound like a great plan.
No. What is that, like 1,200 cans?
I know. That's what I'm wondering. How do you wheel that out of us? I mean,
That's a cartful.
It says grocery cart. That would be a really full grocery.
That's a cartful.
Yeah, that's a... I don't know how they did. Let's see. There was a U-Haul van. Oh, apparently...
Yes.
They had already gotten a couple of loads of cans out of there before they got caught because there was a U-Haul van parked out in front full of energy drink. So my guess is they were somehow grabbing it out of the back. because they wouldn't have that many cans on the shelf.
Who was the idiot that decided they didn't have enough?
Yeah. After searching the van, this particular grocery store was probably only one of many that they had hit. So they went
through.
How much
Red Bull do you need? Jeez.
Depends how much vodka you have.
I mean, Red Bull gives you wings. How many wings do you want? You only need two.
Heavenful.
Apparently a bunch of wings.
A bell muster rung.
Yeah.
And that, my friends, is the end of the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
Hi, guys. Bruce from Recovery 101 Radio. My 12-step store is a recovery book and gift store located in the heart of West Hollywood, California, and ships worldwide. Covering all forms of addiction, we specialize in the most unique gifts for yourself or a loved one. Complete with gift wrap options and greeting card enclosures with a variety of shipping options. Celebrating 13 years of service, we strive to celebrate the life journey in recovery, offering you new, edgy, and fun gifts. Here's where you'll find the largest collection and splashiest medallions, racy clothing, 12-step jewelry, prayer bookmarks, unique gifts, inspirational recovery cards, and more. We have 12-step gifts for everyone. We have a large recovering celebrity crowd that knows that my 12-step store is the place to go for the best recovery gifts and swag. Open every day at 10 a.m., offering friendly customer service and phone orders. We donate a percentage of sales to recovery rehab, providing scholarships and sponsorships. We partner with many national recovery organizations advancing the journey of recovery. Find us by our You Are Not Alone store sign lit 24 hours a day. You can find us online at www.my12stepstore.com and join us in person at 8730 Santa Monica Boulevard in the beautiful city of West Hollywood, California, 90069. 310-623-1702. One more time, that's 310-623-1702, My 12-Step Store.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
We're back.
Welcome back.
Welcome to Recovery 1&1, sponsored
one and
by
one?
my12stepstore.com.
Recovery 1&1.
So we
you called it Recovery 1&1, and Shelly just walked out.
Yeah, we go to start recording, and Shelly immediately leaves the room.
I know. So we're gonna get started on the topic. She'll walk in, and we're gonna say, "So Shelly, what do you think?"
That's exactly what I'm gonna do.
I know we are.
So, summertime blues. You know, all the things that happen in the summertime that could contribute to you getting loaded. You know, and what do we do about those things? I mean, it's very, very, very common for there to be 4th of July parties. You know, we'll have Labor Day coming up.
Graduations just passed.
Graduations. There will be a lot of companies have like their company summer picnic, which there's usually some kind of drinking at. And then there's just the normal summertime activities.
There's a lot of days during the summer that end with the letter Y.
Yeah.
You know?
So, Shelly, what do you think?
I think that we should wear more hats.
No, I mean about the topic.
Okay, I don't know. Kay. Look, I had
to
get some more coffee.
That's what we said exactly would happen.
Yes.
We said as soon as she comes in, we're going to start the topic. She comes in, we're going to ask what her thoughts are on it, and she's not going to know because she wasn't here when we talked about it.
Look, I had to get more coffee. Sorry.
Yeah.
I've had like 3 hours of sleep a night for
the
last 2 weeks. I need more coffee.
What you should do is go get a new voice.
I can't help. I don't know when my voice is ever going to come back. It's like
I can't wait to hear how that sounds.
Oh, I can't.
I know.
So what we were talking about is,
summer.
You know, summertime is a time when there's lots of...
When the living is easy?
Dangerous activities for...
The fish are jumping and the cotton is high.
Us of the recovery ilk. Like even going to like a Dodger game. You go to a Dodger game or you go to a Wrigley Field game or something. It's like half those guys in the stands have beers. They're going to bring them right to your seat. You know, there's going to be the preponderance of those summertime beer commercials, which always come on TV.
I don't think you can get beer right at your seat in stadiums anymore. I think you have to go to, they have specific beer lines.
But the guy next to you will have beer, which will make you want to go to the beer line.
Really?
Depends on,
if a guy next to you has beer, does it make you want to go have a beer, Bruce?
No, but if I had 10 days, it might.
I suppose.
I'm just saying, like we always tell people, don't go to bars. That's a bad idea. The guy's like, I'm going to a Dodger game. You're like, great, go to a Dodger game. And then the guys on both sides of him are like slamming down beers. The guy's like, oh, maybe this wasn't the best choice. But then you got things like in our area here, a lot of people go to the river, Colorado River. And that is just a drunk fest.
I have never been to the river.
But there's a... Really?
Really.
Oh. Well, you will.
Well, when we drive over,
we're going to drive right across it.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, then for us, there's also the fact that the Mexican border is a nice 2.5 hour drive away.
I was going to make mention, I mean, you've got, you know, there's all kinds of beach parties, depending on the area you live in. There's probably lake parties. You know, I mean, there's those.
Oh, and there's some beautiful beaches in Mexico and cheap booze.
That's right.
Those summertime festivities that tend to lead them. You know, we're always watchful of like St. Patrick's Day and New Year's Eve. But it's like the entire summer is kind of fraught with potential danger, especially for new people.
Well, then, you know, you could head to South America for the summer to beat the heat. And there's cocaine everywhere. And
well, yeah, because I'm on my way. Yeah. I go there all the time. Chile. Yeah.
Chile.
Peru. You think if you went to Machu Picchu? I have a pretty good guess that if you're going to Machu Picchu, you've probably driven by lots of coca fields.
Yes. So... But, you know, we hit a time of year right now where the weather has warmed up and we may have a tad bit more free time or at least more party going on around us.
And vacation from work, possibly.
Sure. Yeah, summertime and holidays. So 4th of July.
Yeah.
Double whammy.
Matter of fact, our good friend Chris, the guy who came and set up our new mixing board, by the way, thank you to my12stepstore.com. He is going with Mark and I on a panel on July 4th, specifically because he said July 4th is a really bad day for me.
Okay. So
and now, he goes, I would really love to go on a panel on that day.
So now we have three of us.
Yeah. But, you know, for him, but he's like,
we only have an hour and 45 minutes to kill, though.
Yeah.
You're
Can
you and I fit him in somewhere?
I don't know. You'll be a backup guy. You'll do the last 5 minutes.
Or let him go first, and maybe I'll pull a Randy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes. Rest in peace, my friend.
That was excellent.
Yeah. Where were we? Oh, we were at Prototypes.
Prototypes, yeah.
Yeah,
this guy started sharing. He has got like 20 minutes. 55 minutes, he's still going. The funny thing is, though, I mean, he was doing fine.
Yeah.
All the chicks are into it. They're all laughing and everything. And I said, and then it comes time for me, and I said, well, my name's Bruce. I'm an alcoholic. Thank you so much for being here. That's all the time we have. And Randy looks over at me. I go, yeah, you blew through the entire time. He goes, oh, my God.
Yeah, you did the hour, sir.
Yeah.
Which was fine. It wasn't like they had never heard us before.
Then we also have the other kinds of dangerous situations. Like, let's say... I'm going to visit family. It's over the summer. It's summer vacation. I'm going to visit family. There may be have been off and on troubles with family. You may have a family that drinks a lot. In the summer, they may drink more. You go down south. They're all sitting outside with mint juleps. You know, I mean, there's a significant amount of trouble.
I don't think being subjected to booze... is the problem during the summer.
What do you think it is?
Being subjected to more hours with your children. Careful, Shelly.
There you go. Shelly's cracking
it's
up.
Not the booze, it's the stress.
It's like at the end of summer when the Mervyn's ads used to come on. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Yep. And all the kids are like dragging their feet and mom's throwing school supplies into the basket.
Yep. Yeah, it's just the stress because you do more family things in the summer and during the holidays. So those are always the real stressful times because you've got summertime for parents. You're a parent in recovery without a ton of time. And the kids are home every single day, all day long, expecting you to entertain them.
Oh, no, no, no. You know it'd be really good for you this summer? Summer school. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Summer school. Yep. Yeah, that's good for you. Do that.
Oh, so now you're dealing with kids who are pissed at you.
I took summer school every year.
You could also, you know, get them.
Never piss at my parents.
How about a cable subscription to the Disney Movie Channel? The digital babysitter all day long.
Wow. Someone's going to comment on that. They're going to be like, oh, Shelly needs parenting classes.
No, because no, Shelly does no wrong. Nobody is going to pick on Shelly for that.
Oh, they'll pick on me.
Never pick on you.
If I make the comment.
Yeah, they're going to grill you.
I'd get creamed.
Actually, I didn't have to buy the Disney Channel because I had one kid. We had one kid that really never watched TV. He played video games. And the other one that wouldn't get away from the television. So it wasn't like we had to buy anything special.
A new game every month?
Yeah, we were trying to pull them away from their electronics.
I look now at my 2.5-year-old grandson, and he's like just blipping away on a phone, you know, working the phone. I'm like, this guy's 2.5. By the time he's an adult, he's going to be a brain surgeon or something.
We actually, the electronics thing with our son, because he played games so fast, he would blow through them so fast, we stopped buying him games all the time and said, okay, here's the deal. You got to turn in games and get credit and get games with your credit. Oh. Because he had stacks and stacks of these games. And I'm like, are you ever going to play these again? Well, someday I might play them. No, trade them in.
Yep. Well, someday just got here.
Yeah. So that worked really well.
I think it's a good point, though. You know, let's say you're new in recovery. You know, you're trying to set time aside to go to meetings. Maybe you've been going to the noon meeting every day because that's the time when the kids are normally at school. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden, you can't go to the noon meeting because you got the kids.
So you go to a different meeting.
But you go to the nighttime meeting when you also have
honestly,
the kids?
Honestly, summertime.
Kids are bad, go to a meeting.
Summertime, your kids are home.
Likely sleep through it.
That is the best time to start your living amends. You've got to start making crap up to your kids anyway. There they are. Go for it.
Like what?
Well, and this actually lasted for almost a year. My instruction with Courtney, was that if she wanted a ride somewhere, I had to take her. I didn't get to, because that was one of our bones of contention, because when I was drinking, I would not drive anywhere. I wouldn't even drive 2 blocks down the street to take her to her friends. I mean, nothing. And it made
her
mad.
She used to think you were such a bitch. She's like, Dad, she won't even give me a ride to, what was her name?
Clarissa's house or Vanessa's house.
She won't even give me a ride to Clarissa's house. And I'm like, can't you walk there? I'm like, it's not even that far.
Yeah, but it's hot.
I know, but that's the thing, is that that was what I had to do. I had to, because I spent so much time avoiding taking her anywhere, I had to take her everywhere.
And she'd be like, isn't that screwed? And I'd be like, yeah, that's kind of screwed. And I'd call Shelly, and I'd be like, you can't take her over there? And she'd be like, no. And I didn't know she was drinking, though. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
So, new direction on this.
What?
Because we've been talking about, mostly about family stuff.
Yeah.
People who know that were in the program.
Right.
Summertime office barbecues.
Where no one knows you're in the program.
The boss brings the case of beer, or you're having all your entire office is having some sort of party. Summertime gig. People are throwing you a beer. Here, Bruce. Crack one open.
Well, I think the simple thing is to say I don't drink. But see, I'm a conniving dope fiend. I would be quite likely to open that beer, take it into the bathroom with me as I go to pee, dump the entire beer out, wash the thing out a couple times, fill it up with water, and go back out there and just drink it up, baby.
Okay, you made it way more complicated. Because this wasn't related to summertime, but when I was a theater major, cast parties. And I'm doing a show every quarter, so I'm doing 3 or 4 shows a year. And we've got cast parties, and everybody's drinking. And that was at a time when something had happened in my life that was not okay with me. And I went on a very dry stint.
Okay.
But everybody's drinking, and it's like antisocial not to drink. Mm-hmm. Everybody knew my favorite beer was Heineken. I would take a 7-Up in a soda cozy as if I was already drinking when I got there. And nobody ever knew.
Until you went to switch it out.
No, well, I just...
You just drink one through the whole day.
Yeah, I just drink one soda.
Oh,
I didn't
see that. That doesn't work for me. I'm going to plow through 12 of them. Just like when I drank beer. I need DPA, Diet Pepsi Anonymous. We need Pepsi as a sponsor.
Well,
I mean, my 12stepstore.com is a great sponsor because they're in the this is the right demographics for them for sure. But I'll tell you what, Pat, I do it for free for a lifetime supply of Diet Pepsi. Lifetime,
case a month.
No, it'd be like two at least, or three.
Remind me next show.
Okay.
To banter about the opening of Shanghai Disney. Keep that in mind. Because there's some interesting things that we saw in that. So, it's the middle of the summer. One of your sponsees says, I got an office party coming up. And I don't know, man. I'm worried about it.
Oh.
But I kind of got to be there.
Got to go.
I kind of got to go. What advice would you give them, Shelly?
Take a program friend with you.
No friends invited. This is
let's say it's a thing like
it's a team building thing.
Team building thing, or like we used to have things at Earthlink where there'd be like a thing at an amusement park or something, and they'd have a big area over here for the festivities and drinking and all that, and then you'd go into the theme park, and like you can't just take extra people; you have to have reservations and all that stuff.
I'm pretty sure. They're going to have some kind of beverage other than an alcoholic beverage. Just drink that. If it's that big of an issue, you got other problems than your freaking picnic to worry about. Number one.
The team building exercises are beer pong.
Well, okay. My problem here, I guess, with this part of this is that I worked for a city for 18 years. There was no alcohol allowed at any of our functions.
Yeah, you guys are all boring.
So I never had to be in avoidance.
The Methodist Church had a keg.
No, it did not. That was a rumor.
What do you mean it's a rumor? The pastor got invited to go elsewhere.
Okay. That story got totally convoluted, and there were other factors, and no, we're not going to go there. So anyway.
Okay. This is the same pastor that is Hootenanny serves... cases of
that's
wine.
That's true.
I don't think that the story is too far out there. But you know what? That's another thing. And maybe most churches don't have a party like that. But you know what? You may belong to a faith. Like, I don't think Baptists or something or Catholics have anything against drinking. You might go there. There might be a big church festivity. There's a lot of alcohol around.
Well, I mean, you can go anywhere and there's alcohol around. So, which ties a nice bow onto the topic. We will find the place to go when there's no alcohol where there will be alcohol.
That's right.
True. We will find the place to go. We will find the one spot to go stand where the guy comes walking around the corner and fires up a doob.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Yeah.
It's like a sixth sense we have. I see loaded people. I see them everywhere. They don't even know they're loaded. It's that sixth sense of when you... I remember I would be in a new area. I moved up to Oregon, matter of fact, and I'm in Oregon. And when school's in, I know everybody, right? Because everyone's in the school, I know everybody. Then summer lets out, and I've got an apartment off campus, and suddenly everyone I know has left. Yeah. Everybody. So I go off campus... I go to the local 7-Eleven or something, and I look and I go, that dude right there's got bud. I know it. I got that vibe, you know, and then I'm like hitting him up. He's like, oh, yeah, I got bud.
Yeah.
Well, because we do have that.
And it's different now than it was even then. Not only do they have it, you could probably find a store somewhere close by that has it.
That's true.
The end of the year or beginning of next year, you'll probably be able to walk into a public store that will have it.
That's true. That's
they're going to legalize. California's going to legalize this year.
That's for another show coming up. We've done that before, but Shelley,
I think that maybe we should just keep this simple. If you're at a work function and there's a lot of drinking going on, surely you have one coworker that you're close enough with that you can be honest with and let them know what's going on if you're that concerned about it, so that there's somebody watching your back. There's, I mean, if this is this big of a problem, don't go to the freaking picnic. I don't care.
You know, my problem.
You can choose. You can choose life or death. You can choose your job, or you can choose your not having a job. Because I'm telling you right now, if you drink at that freaking picnic, you're not going to have a job for long anyway.
My luck.
So there.
My luck.
Those would have been good last words.
My luck, the guy that I confide in, the guy who's my best buddy at work, is the guy that I get the good vibe from, who's probably the major alcoholic at work.
Sure.
I'm like, dude, I'm an alcoholic. Oh, I don't think so. Look at me. I drink way more than you. You should just have like one. Perfect. So then, if we were going to wrap it up in the bow, like Mark said, Shelley, what are your final words on summertime blues?
Summertime.
Okay, I mean, we're talking about summertime because it's...
Summertime.
Because it's hot.
Are you going to stop that anytime soon?
No, I was just going to give you a little background thing.
Right. Holy crap.
Wow. She's a little on edge.
Yeah, I'm getting a little irritated. Well, it's like 95 million degrees in here, and I'm dying.
The studio is pretty warm right now.
I think it doesn't matter what time of year it is. Yeah, okay, summertime is typically the big party time. There is booze in the world. Our job, and drugs in the world, our job is to fit into the world, not to make the world adjust to us. And if you're having trouble with that, consult your sponsor.
Ooh. Very good. Very good. Very good. That's a zinger right there. Mark?
If I'm going to stay sober, there's nothing in this world that can get me loaded. And if I want to get loaded, there's nothing in this world that can keep me sober.
True that. Well, I don't really have any good ones for this. So.
Yeah, because I've been reviewing all your normal ones and none of them fit.
Yeah.
This one fits. So if you're in recovery, if you like what you're getting, keep doing what you're doing. If you don't like what you're getting, do something different.
That one didn't fit.
But that if that involves drinking, don't do that.
That one didn't fit.
That doesn't fit.
You know what? Don't drink or use no matter what.
There you go.
There you go.
The seven simple
that
words.
Fits.
That fits every situation. Shelley, we have... a new sponsor.
Yes.
I want to do this because you have the crackly voice.
Because I have the horrible voice. Our new sponsor is My 12 Step Store and my12stepstore.com. They have an actual lock and key, you know, a brick and mortar. That's what they're called.
Sure.
Store in West Hollywood on Santa Monica Boulevard. You can look them up, get the address, and go out and check them out. Or you can also order all their stuff online at my12stepstore.com. They have everything. I mean, everything.
Literally everything.
Yeah. I can't think of anything that I didn't see on that website that I could possibly want as, like, recovery swag.
Oh, I was going to say, I did not see Dodge Hemi trucks.
Except for our T-shirts. But they have everything else.
Give it time.
He said if we could figure out how to wholesale them our T-shirts, he really likes the one design.
Well, all right then.
But RJ and the guys are really, really, really nice guys. They donate a percentage of their earnings to give scholarships for people to go into treatment centers. So I thought that was very cool. And so they're a bunch of good guys. Go check them out at my12stepstore.com. Mark, people are listening to the show.
In droves.
Yeah, in droves, yes.
We appreciate that. We appreciate you listening and... however you find the show, thank you very much. We do ask that you go to recovery101.net, which will take you to our Podomatic site. Become a member of Podomatic. Once you become a member, you can then like, comment. And when you're commenting, if you have a topic in mind, please leave it on the newest show that's up so we see it easily. And follow and add us to your playlist for all your rock and party needs.
Whoop. Shelley, we have friends back east and in the Inland Empire.
That would be our friends at 12stepgazette.com. That's the online version of that newsletter. And also
Step 12.
Step 12 magazine.com. And that's for the Southern California edition. And you can go online. And you can also, she could probably send you some to strew about the facility of your choice, I'm sure.
Awesome. If you are Facebook friendly, it's real easy to listen to Recovery 101. Oh, you know why? Because
what?
I didn't say. Oh, yeah, we did. Mark did. Never
I
mind.
Did.
I'm having a senior moment. If you're Facebook
you're
friendly, it's really easy to join Podomatic. When you go to recovery101.net, you can click join with Facebook, and it'll log you right in, like, right quick. And you can do all the things we asked you to do. We don't mind if you comment, and we certainly love you to share the show on Facebook because that's very easy to do. You just click that share button, say share now on my timeline. We'd really appreciate it if you join Podomatic. We have 400 people in our secret group, and maybe 5 of them are members of Podomatic. So it'd be helpful if you guys did, because the more comments, the more follows, the more playlists, the higher in the rankings we go. We've got a little problem in the rankings right now.
Yeah.
There's a guy. I have no idea who he is.
He's
Artin.
An Arabic comedian.
Yeah. Artin.
Huh.
He's got 2-hour shows, and they are, like, far and away been number one for, like, the past 2 weeks.
Good for him.
Now, actually, I wanted to mention something else. Our numbers have actually been spiking quite high lately. Thank you very much. I went to post a show the other day. We went way over bandwidth, and we were still 10 days away from rollover. So I had to upgrade.
We had to change to a different
bandwidth. We had to upgrade our podcast, our package again. So at some point in the near future, next month or two, we're going to have to shift the bulk of our storage and stuff like that over to our website. So be on the lookout for that. We will still have a presence on Podomatic, but I'm just giving everybody a heads up. And you can still get it on iTunes and stuff like that.
What will happen is, though, when you go to recovery101.net, it's not going to redirect you to Podomatic. If you already happen to be on Podomatic, no problem. You can still get the shows there. If you go to recovery101.net, it will eventually go over to our own site. On the subject of Facebook, if you want to join, or if you are on Facebook, you can like the Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page. If you want to be secretive about your recovery online, you can join the secret group. That is a group that, of course, you will not be able to find because...
It's secret.
It's a secret group. If you could find it, it wouldn't be a secret. But you can message us at the Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page, or you could message Bill Piper or Shelley Burnett or Bruce Burnett, and we can get you hooked up with that group. We've got an email address at recovery101radio@gmail.com. You can send topics there. You can send rants, raves. You can send boozy news there. If you are a recovery recording artist or hopefully recovering artist or hopefully recovering artist, a recovery hopefully to be an artist in the recording industry, or you do comedy or something, you can send us some MP3s, a picture you would like us to use, and a link that you would like the picture to link to, and we'd be more than happy to use you as lead-out entertainment on the show. We have videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
We certainly do not. Shelly, who's the lead-out music by?
Billy the Kid and the Lucky Poets.
Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
There comes a point in everybody's life when you're not as young as you used to be, and you'll wake one day and you just won't feel the same, and you won't know why, but your world has changed. Colors don't shine like they used to. Stars don't shine like they used to. I don't wanna get old, I don't wanna get old, I wanna stay young forever. We're not so free. We'll doesn't shine like it used to. Life doesn't shine like it used to. Life when you're not as young as you used to be, and you'll wake one day and you just won't feel the same, and you won't know why, but the world has changed.